Spring came, hopefully, and men sang at their work. But in that spring, Niniel conceived, and she became pale and wan, and all her happiness was dimmed. And soon after, there came strange tidings from the men that had gone abroad beyond Teiglin, that there was a great burning far out in the woods of the plain towards Naugothrond, and men wondered what it might be. But before long, there came more reports that the fires drew ever northward, and that indeed Glaurung himself made them. For he had left Naugothrond, and was abroad again on some errand. Then the more foolish, or more hopeful, said, "His army is destroyed, and now at last he sees wisdom, and is going back whence he came." And others said, "Let us hope that he will pass us by." But Turambar had no such hope, and knew that Glaurung was coming to seek him. Therefore, though he masked his mind because of Niniel, he pondered ever by day and by night what counsel he should take. And spring turned towards summer. A day came when two men returned to Æthelbrandir in terror, for they had seen the great worm himself.
"In truth, lord," they said, "he draws now near to Teiglin, and turns not aside. He lay in the midst of a great burning, and the trees smoked about him. The stench of him is scarce to be endured, and all the long leagues back to Naugothrond his foul swath lies, we deem, in a line that swerves not, but points straight to us. What is to be done?"
"Little," said Turambar, "but to that little I have already given thought. The tidings you bring give me hope rather than dread, for if indeed he goes straight, as you say, and does not swerve, then I have some counsel for hardy hearts." The men wondered, for he said no more at that time, but they took heart from his steadfast bearing.